we can get started. Okay. Melanie, we're about to start. Today is May 11th, 2022. It's 7:01. Members present are Manuel, Ms. Ann Vincent, Alex Mendoza, Elisa Cifuentes, and Ryan, how do you pronounce the last name? Manat. So we have a quorum, so we can start. In front of you, the ones that I gave you, this is basically the agenda. In there are also the minutes and the three items that we're going to vote on. And Vincent, is your daughter going to be able to make it?
Huh?
Is your daughter going to be able to make it? No? Okay, call to order. We have a quorum, 5 people present. There's 3 items on the agenda. Lower the assessment fees to $50 per year. Raise the resale certificate from $175 to $250. The resale certificate is when people sell their house, title companies ask civic clubs or organizations like us to do certain paperwork, and we get to charge them. Now, about 12 years ago, I think they set the value at $175. Now, most other civic clubs or associations charge $250. So that's what that's about. The other one is the approval of the resolution, which was online, that would basically, we're going to null and void a lot of the, I call it garbage. People, prior boards have used it to basically harass people, like trash cans visible from the street, you know, that you have to cut tree stumps. And they, especially last year, they used it for harassment. We have no deed restrictions like that, none whatsoever. But because they recorded it with the county, they said, we're going to send them letters and tell them they're deed restrictions. Well, that's not true. They're not deed restrictions. The only deed restrictions we have were in 1956 when they built the community, and in 1990 when we gathered signatures. In 1991, we added another deed restriction, which is when we made the dues mandatory, and it started at $50. Those are the only deed restrictions. Those, the only way you can change them or add to them, 51% of the owners, 51% of the owners have to vote to either add deed restrictions or subtract deed restrictions. That's what state law says. Now, for instance, the main reason we're doing that is because last year the board passed 4 instruments. One of them said they could foreclose on the houses. And I told them, don't file that. Well, on December 1st, David Hernandez signed it, sent it to the lawyers, and on February of this year, they filed it. So because he did that, we have to make sure that we undo that. And while we're undoing that, we might as well undo everything else. And then go back and ask the community, what do you want? Assume. But we're not getting rid of any deed restrictions, none whatsoever. We're getting rid of guidelines. In 2000, around 2000, they published what they called a green book. It was a combination of city ordinances, what they would want from the neighborhood, things like that. But we didn't vote on it. In 1990, we had a chance to vote for it. I lived here in the community at that time. The people that lived here at that time didn't want them. In 2009, somewhere along there, they tried again, and the people again said no. So even though they said no, they went ahead and recorded them. So that's the reason we're doing that. But it's not going to change anything that are deed restrictions. That cannot be changed without the owners voting. So, okay, the minutes. Following that are the minutes from last meeting. Aprobación de los actos. Basically, it's what we voted on last time we met, which was his wife resigned and he joined. Eliza was appointed also. We had two people that were not showing up. And let me tell you, most of the people, at least two of the people have resigned. They resigned because constant harassment. You know, Ms. Martinez, a person would sit in front of her house, and when she'd come out, they would yell at her. People would walk by her house, and they would stare at her. They would drive by her house, and they would stare at her. It was constant harassment. I mean, even now, you know, I sent an email about a shooting that occurred on Reamer. I got two nasty emails from David Hernandez. Tell me how ignorant and arrogant I am, that I'm on the Messiah. I mean, he just goes on and on and on. I'm sorry? Oh, nothing. There was a shooting on Reamer. And all I did was send an email letting the community know that we were aware. Sergeant Juarez, do you remember Sergeant Juarez? He was here at the first general meeting. He emailed me that same night to tell me what had happened. So we're keeping touch with the police.
It was filed harassment because really every day.
But if we talk about that, we're going to have to ask her to go because it has to be on executive session. Okay. No, but she wanted to talk about something else. Anyhow, two of the people that have resigned is because they were constantly harassed. They just didn't want to deal with it. In fact, I talked to Ms. Martinez just this past week, and she's so much happier. She said she can sleep again. So.
Weren't they even knocking on her door?
Yes.
I know.
Sally. Martín,
se salió, es lo que estoy hablando porque cada rato la molestaba.
I gave someone, no, I got it here. So it's 7:10. Sally Wicker came in. Donaldo came in. So we have 8 people present. Now, it's front and back. The financial report. We're actually doing very good. I anticipate we're going to be about $20,000 at least under budget. I've gone back and looked at what has been done here at the Civic Club. I finally found the records, not because they ever gave them to me, because I had to look through every email. But I found them, and we're fine. We don't have to spend a dollar on the Civic Club next year if we don't want to. The only thing we basically have to do is pay the electricity, pay the water, and have it mowed. And all of that counts toward the maintenance of the building. So we're fine. We're actually fine until 2024 as far as the Civic Club. The other thing is that property on Mahoney and Imogene, that property doesn't belong to us. It has never belonged to the Civic Club. So we're going to quit paying the property taxes. This year was a little bit over $1,800. We were paying at least $1,200 mowing it and several hundred on insurance. But we've quit mowing it. After the insurance expires this year, we're not going to renew the insurance for that property, and we're not going to pay the property taxes on that for this year. So it can go back to the people that gave it to the Recreation Association. There's a clause in there that says if there is no park or no swimming pool, it goes back to the people that gave it to the Recreation Association.
Did we get a hold of them?
No, but it doesn't matter. When the city winds up mowing the yard, the city will find out or they're foreclosed on the property. But it's something else that we don't have to pay money on. I wrote down that I expect it to be around $41,000, our budget for this year. It'll probably be less than that. Our newsletters have gone up. They went up about almost $100 from the beginning of the year. So it's going to be a little bit more expensive to do newsletters, but we'll still be able to do at least 10 newsletters. Okay. Do I hear a motion to adopt the agenda? Second? All approved?
Aye.
Okay, approved.
The buyer is not paying for it. It's not the buyer paying it.
Seller pays the resale. At least that's the way it normally happens. The certificate?
Yes.
Yes. The transfer fee, which is $100, we're not touching. That they can decide between the seller and the buyer who pays it. Okay. The first item, lower the assessment to $50 per year. By lowering it to $50, we'll still raise around $18,000 a year, which is more than sufficient for what we need it for. We don't have debts. We don't have a lot of expenses. Rental management will be gone after this year. That by itself will save us almost $20,000. Another $3,000 from that property. So that's $23,000 less that we'll be paying. So, and it'll also help the people that live in the community. By lowering it to 50. You know, everything else may be going up. We don't have to. So do I hear a motion to lower the assessment to $50?
I'm motion.
Second? All in favor?
Aye.
Sally?
Aye.
Okay, it passes. The second item is to raise the resale certificate from 175 to 250. Again, and let me tell you, last year, Randall was keeping that money. It takes me about 10, 15 minutes to fill out the paperwork because I've been doing it lately. 10 to 15 minutes. That's $300 that Randall was keeping and putting in their pocket instead of it going into our pockets. Once we, you know, Randall is gone, all of those, whenever a house is sold, that money goes to the Civic Club. So, do I hear a motion on the...
I motion it.
Second?
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
Passed. The last one is the approval of the resolution that would remove much of the unnecessary declaratory instruments. These are not deed restrictions. They're guidelines. That's all it is.
Should we aim
that? Well, actually, they are. They are. They're in here if you want to look at them. And so they're named by number. Whenever we report something with the county, they give it a number.
Do you have more copies of them?
Well, actually, I only have one copy, but I did send an email to everyone with one of this, and it's posted on our website. It's posted on our website. So, in essence, everything that's not a deed restriction, that's not required by the state, will be removed and be gone. What we are keeping are certain things that the state requires that we have, such as how we collect the money. If somebody asks for information, You know, how much do we charge them? How do they have to do?